Hi, this is Scott Lara, ScottLara1961 on Twitter, and this is my first podcast. I kind of wanted to get into podcasting a little bit because a good friend of mine, Doug Parker of Cruise Radio, has been doing podcasting now for a little over 5 years and is just doing a great job doing cruise news, reviews, and interviews. And he's been on many, many ships, and just he's a great guy. And if you get a chance, please check out his website. It's cruiseradio.net. And also, he has the Weekend Travel Show. And if you go to my website, scottlara1961.wordpress.com, you will see all the links to Doug's sites and also to my social media networks, which include my Pinterest, of course, YouTube, and Facebook. So anyway, just check it out if you get a chance. And my goal with this podcast is to just share with you some of the tips that I've learned from cruising. I have over 100 days on Holland America Line, gold level on Carnival. I've been on NCL a couple times, been on Royal Caribbean a couple times. But, you know, cruising is just a great experience. It's very affordable. It's family friendly. And the key, I think, to cruising is you need to know what demographic you fit into. Because if you're a family and you got kids, whatever ages, young kids, teenagers, or older kids, there's different cruise lines. It's just like different cars, okay? You're going to buy an SUV if you got a big family. You're going to buy a little Mini Cooper if you know, you're just trying to tool around town. So it's the same way with cruising. If you don't do that, you're going to go on a cruise and you're not going to be happy. And you're going to come home and saying, I'm never going to do that again. I'm also a travel agent. So if you are looking to book a cruise, you can contact me, slara1961@gmail.com. Just email me the dates you want to go and if you have any questions. But the one thing I will say is if you do contact me and you ask questions, I just ask that you book with me because, you know, with my travel agency that I work for, Air Sea Travel here in Jacksonville, airseatraveljax.com, a lot of people will call me and I will say, hey, you know, I need to get a credit card from you. And you hear a silence. And it's like, oh, why do you want a credit card? I said, well, I'm going to put $25 on your card because I'm going to spend about half an hour with you sharing my lifetime of cruising experience. And I don't want you just to go click and then go to Expedia or Vacations to Go or some other website. So it's critical, you know, if you are looking to go on a cruise and, you know, you want to give me a call, I'd love to talk to you. Let me give you my top tips before you go on your first cruise. And number one, pack light. There's limited space in your stateroom, so less is better. Now, ladies, remember, the fashion police are not going to be on guard looking at you with the clipboard in hand saying, oh, my gosh, she wore that top yesterday or she wore those shoes yesterday. My wife, Marty, has really gotten it down to a science regarding packing. Mix, match, this top, those pants. And ladies, hey, bring a sweater because it gets very, very cold on the ship. It can be very cold in the main dining room, and it can be very cold in the showroom where they have the shows at night and even in the comedy club. So ladies, please bring appropriate colored sweaters so you're not going to be complaining to your husband, oh, it's cold in here, oh my gosh. So pack light. Number two, if you are driving or flying to the cruise port, please get there one day early. You don't want to miss the ship. Trust me on this. Now, I live in Jacksonville, Florida, and my good friend Doug Parker, Cruise Radio, also lives here in Jacksonville. And we go on cruises. We'll go down to Fort Lauderdale or Miami. And the key is you've got to get there a day early because there's been many times, I mean, you can leave from Jacksonville just driving to Fort Lauderdale, and it's like a six-hour drive. So it's great to have a pre-cruise stay, you know, spend the night at the hotel, kind of relax, and then you can get to the ship early the next day. So please consider that. If you have more questions about pre-cruise hotels, give me a shout on that. Number three, if you've ever gone through airport security, have you ever gone through airport security? Hello, you're going to go through a metal detector when you arrive at the cruise port. And so please be cognizant of that. Don't, you know, have a bunch of jewelry and this, that, and the other that's going to slow down the line of people behind you. Put your wallet and your Rolex watch and your iPhone and iPad and iThings in the little doggy dish, I call it, and let it go through the metal detector. I know as I'm walking up to the cruise port, I'm going to be ready to put my items in that little doggy bowl thing to send through the metal detector so we can get on quickly. Listen, my wife is a big soda drinker. She drinks a Diet Coke, both caffeine-free and regular Diet Coke. So if you're a big soda drinker or if you like bottled water or Gatorade or things like that, get a copy paper box and put those items in that copy paper box. Tape it up and put a luggage tag on it and use that as part of your checked luggage. You know, when you pull in or you're dropped off there at the port, the porters pick it up and, you know, give the porter a couple bucks. Then that box will be delivered to your room later on that evening, 5, 6 o'clock, just depends. Now, I will tell you, especially on Carnival, you know, they are going to open those boxes for the most part. So don't try to sneak in liquor, a rum, vodka, all that kind of stuff. So use those copy paper boxes for soda, for bottled water, Gatorade, Red Bull, stuff like that. My next tip, if you're a parent of a child under the age of 21, please remind them to be courteous to the staff on the ship and not to run down those long halls. It totally amazes me how many parents take a vacation from being parents on a cruise. You would think, and you would hope, but parents don't do this, that parents would just sit down with their kids and say, "Hey, Timmy, hey, Brittany, hey, Cookie, hey, Candy. Now, when we're on the ship, be respectful to other adults. Don't cut in line and don't run down those long halls." And it's funny because kids, you know, you try to tell them to take out the trash or sweep or clean up or something, they're not going to do it. But there's something out there that these kids want to run down those long halls. And parents, if you're listening to this, please take a moment and talk to your kids before you get on the ship and tell them to be respectful of adults and not to run down those long halls. Next, don't be a deck chair hog. You'll see this on your next cruise. You'll be going out there to the Lido deck and getting a pool chair at 8, 9, 10 in the morning. And shazam, you're going to see a novel sitting there along with a ball cap and a towel, but you won't see any people. Well, what happens is folks wake up at the crack of dawn to get their early cup of coffee, and they run over to the Lido deck and throw their book, their cap, their towel, and maybe a t-shirt on prime chairs by the pool, and then they'll go to a leisurely breakfast and then come back around 9:30, 10, 10:30, you know, when they're ready to start the day. And that is one of the biggest no-nos that I see, and I really wish people would be more respectful. You know, when you come out, then fine, but people have wised up and they know, hey, if I don't throw my stuff down on a deck chair, then they may not have them later. I will tell you, I was recently on the Carnival Sunshine with Marty, based out of Port Canaveral, and they have a three-story Serenity deck, and it is really nice that they have so many chairs and so forth. But I will say, you need to get those deck chairs early, and please don't be a deck chair hog. Don't throw your stuff out there at 6:37 in the morning. It's just not right. My next tip is to be kind to the staff on the ship. They are far from family and friends and from home. You can make new friends with these hardworking staff. Now, I can tell you that there are several people who I've met on Holland America and Carnival that I'm friends with on Facebook, and it's so nice, especially when you go back to the ship and you see your friends and hug, hey, how you doing? And then when you learn about their lives back in their homes, it's really great to hear about their kids or their family members, and then, you know, they really appreciate that you care about them. I can't tell you how many times I've been on cruise ships and I've seen fellow passengers just treat crew like garbage, just like they're slaves, and it's just not right. I mean, they're human beings, they're special people, and they are there on that cruise ship far away from family and from home to make some money to send back home to their family. And I really have taken it to heart, and so has Marty, to really treat these folks with a lot of love and respect. You can even pray for them and talk to them and be friends with them on Facebook. It's really very rewarding, and when you go back and see them, they just love to see you. My next tip is, and I learned this from Doug Parker, Cruise Radio, remember that you can avoid a huge cell phone bill when you get home after your cruise if you call your cellular carrier beforehand. So a month before you go on a cruise, if it's 7 days, 4 days, whatever, give them a call. Hey, T-Mobile. Hey, this is Scott Lira. Just want to let you know I'm going to be going on a cruise. I'm going to be going to Aruba and Curacao and Bonaire. Do you have a super secret special plan for me so that I can text and call home and do all these things? Because the last thing you want to do is be on the ship and you just leave your cell phone there and it's pinging. You know, if you know what pinging means, it's just like a sonar pings. It's a little Navy lingo. Your cell phone will be looking for a signal, and that's usually an onboard signal with cellular carriers on the ship and with the satellite. And so your cell phone is receiving texts and voicemails and all these kind of things, and you're going to begin roaming. So you're going to get home and have a huge cell phone bill. Just ask Doug Parker. He had like a $500 cell phone bill one time. And so now all of us who are aware of this will do one of two things. I mean, one, call your cellular carrier. And number two, when you get on the ship, put your phone in airplane mode, which will, you know, you can still use your camera and still use your Kindle, all that kind of whatever, read your book or whatever. But put it in airplane mode, and trust me, you're going to be saying thanks, Scott, for that tip. Next, one of my biggest tips is that when you're getting off the shuttle or walking up to the cruise port, have your important documents in hand. Your passport, your boarding pass, and be sure to have those in hand so that when you get there, you're going to be able to present those to the authorities and you're going to be able to get on the ship quicker. Don't fumble bumble for your documents. Have them in hand. So anyway, that's my first podcast, only about 15 minutes here. I just want to share some tips with you. If you have any questions about cruising or if you want to book a cruise, give me a shout out. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all that stuff. Just Google Scott Lira, S-C-O-T-T-L-A-R-A, and you'll see all my social media channels. You can find me at scottlira1961.wordpress.com, at scottlira1961 on Twitter. Again, special shout out to Cruise Radio. Be sure to find them at cruiseradio.net and also the Weekend Travel Show. You can Google those and check out those websites. Scott Lira, Scott Lira 1961 on Twitter. It's been great talking to you. Have a great day. Peace.